Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation, though with a very troubled future, at least according to a new article that I found fascinating and horrifying. It's an article that says that, you know, it's become very common for people to say when there's something in America they dislike, that this is just like the era of Nazi Germany. Left-wingers compare conservatives to Nazis. Right-wingers compare liberals to Nazis. Well, this new piece, which we will get to, is by a British observer and a conservative British observer named Ed West. And he writes about how the real example that Americans should keep in mind and should worry about is the last days of the Soviet Union, where everything seemed to be going wrong at once and people lost any sort of faith at all in the government, in the society, in the media, such as they were, which very much government-controlled media at the time of the Soviet Union. Are we really in that situation of a Mikhail Gorbachev kind of moment or a Boris Yeltsin kind of moment where a superpower is literally falling apart? There are too many haunting similarities to ignore. We will get to that a little bit later on the Michael Medved Show. There's also an ongoing debate about what is going on with the spending bill. Now, are they talking about spending $1 trillion? That's $1,000 billion on infrastructure. Or are we now talking about the $3.5 trillion total, the spending bill? That's what Mitch McConnell was talking about on the Senate floor just a little while ago this afternoon. And here is what the Republican leader had to say. It's on clip three when we get to it. Sure. And meanwhile, there's also the ongoing problem of violence in Chicago. I mean, and it's violence in Chicago and all across the country. 73 people shot in Chicago. That is between 6 p.m. Friday through midnight on Sunday. It's just incredible. 73 people shot, 10 of them dead. And we'll give you a description, a little bit of some of those victimizations. Meanwhile, there's an American university that is not getting rid of a monument. They are spending tens of thousands of dollars to get rid of a rock. And why are they going to get rid of the rock? You have to actually read in great detail into this account at the University of Wisconsin to even understand what it is that's so offensive about this rock, but we will get to it. It was named after named after Thomas Crowder Chamberlain, who was a geologist and a former president of the University of Wisconsin. So I thought, uh-oh, he was some kind of racist or white supremacist. Nothing of the kind. He is fondly remembered, and they're actually going to be naming another building after him to replace this rock that they're moving. So why are they moving the rock? We will get to that. And also, I will get to an email where I'm challenged as a proponent of American freedom, which I am. Why don't I see that people are exercising their precious American liberty when they decide not to get vaccinated? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Here is the statement, brief statement by Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader on the Senate, and speaking on the Senate floor about the $3.5 trillion spending bill.
Their borrowing and spending are historically abnormal. Democrats keep boasting about how wild and revolutionary their partisan vision is. So our friends across the aisle should not expect traditional bipartisan borrowing to finance their non-traditional reckless taxing and spending spree. That's not how it's going to work. Democrats have all the existing tools they need to raise the debt limit on a partisan basis. If they want 50 lockstep Democratic votes to spend trillions and trillions more, they can find 50 Democratic votes to finance it. If they don't want Republicans' input, they don't need our help. It couldn't really be simpler.
And again, does this mean that there is a hiccup regarding the so-called infrastructure bill, which is seeming to get closer and closer and closer to actual passage, and with a bunch of Republican support, not 10 Republican senators, but at least 17, and maybe more than that? We'll be talking with a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute of what that means for the future of the U.S. budget and the economy, and for political alignment, especially with President Trump so outspokenly opposed to the infrastructure bill. Meanwhile, over the weekend in Chicago, it's just amazing because 73 people shot, 10 fatally. That's from 6 p.m. Friday through midnight Sunday. One of the fatalities included a female Chicago police officer who was killed during a traffic stop on the city's southwest side on Saturday night. A second officer was injured and remains in the hospital in critical condition. The slain officer has been identified as 29-year-old Ella French. Here is the way it was reported by the local media in Chicago. This is a clip 19A.
We have two offenders in custody and a weapon recovered on the scene. One of our officers, both of our officers were rushed here to the University of Chicago Hospital, where one officer succumbed to her wounds. The other officer is currently fighting for his very life. We ask the city of Chicago to pray and for both officers, their families, their fellow officers who are struggling with the facts of this. As I said, this is all preliminary information, and it will change as the detective investigation continues to unfold. At this time, there's nothing further I will offer for the investigation, but just ask that everyone please keep these officers behind me in your prayers. It's just another example of how the Chicago Police Department and these officers put their lives above that of others to protect this city day in, day out. Selflessly, they go out here and do their jobs. Thanklessly, they do it without asking for anything. They do it because they love it. They do it because it's something a higher calling for them. And they do it because it's the right thing to do. And we ask that you keep them in their prayers and their family.
And amen to that. The police officers were conducting a routine traffic stop, and the occupants inside the vehicle opened fire towards the officers, leading to an exchange of gunfire. Three men have been arrested. There's this statement from Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago. Listen.
I'll be brief. Obviously, our hearts ache for the loss of life. The officer who succumbed to her injuries was very young on the job, but incredibly enthusiastic to do the work. Had time to spend with her family, who was obviously grieving and distraught at the loss of life.
Okay, everyone should be grieving and distraught at the loss of life, but there's another loss of 367 officers just this year. How? We will get to that and to much more on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show. Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I mentioned the loss of 367 officers. They weren't lost to gunfire. They weren't lost to bombings or explosions. They weren't lost, thank God, to any kind of injury or death. They were lost to retirement. They left. And that's a very, very serious matter. And why did they leave? In just the first 6 months of this year, there are 367 officers who retired. And CBS spoke with a retired officer who wanted them to conceal his face and his voice because he wanted to remain anonymous. But he talked about why he quit his work as a police officer in the Windy City. This is clip 16A.
In just the first 6 months of this year, 367 officers retired. Well, I spoke with a recently retired officer to give us some insight into these rising numbers. And that person agreed to speak with us if we agreed to conceal their identity.
People see us as the enemy, and we're not. All we're trying to do is help the people of the community, the city of Chicago.
This person, who had nearly 25 years on the job, retired within the past year from the Chicago Police Department. Retirement numbers are broken up in two ways. Those who don't get their pension because they're not eligible, and those who do get a pension. Data obtained through public records shows in 2017, 37 officers left the department before being eligible for a pension. So far this year, that number is nearly double, with 68 officers. For those who are retiring with their pension, that number has been climbing steadily over the years. In 2018, 339. In 2019, 475. Last year, 560. And already this year, 367 officers just through June.
Look, this is an appalling development. And here's what that officer who wanted a concealed identity had to say further about what it's like to serve in the Chicago Police Department right now. Listen.
For this retired officer who left the department with numerous commendations, the streets of Chicago became too much.
We get spit on. We get things thrown at us. You know, they're fighting with us. People are protesting, calling us names. And not just the protesters, but you've got the people that are supposed to have our back in government.
This former officer says there's a feeling the rank and file don't have the support they need to carry out their duties from the superintendent and mayor.
If someone had our back, we could do our jobs. But, again, threatened with lawsuits, indictments, officers getting fired, that is actually, again, stifling us.
The retired officer says another reason for the mass exodus, the mandatory 12-hour days to increase patrols throughout the city. But this doesn't address the need to hire more officers.
We want to work in a department that is standing by us. And standing by us and doing our jobs. So do our jobs to the best of our ability. Stand by us. Don't toss us aside.
Okay, and don't toss aside the whole idea of traditional policing. The idea that right now you should send out more social workers, more people to resolve conflict rather than people to protect the innocent, to protect ordinary citizens who are just trying to live their lives. This is an amazing thing. This is just some of what went on with the 73 people who were shot over the weekend. That's over this weekend, 73 people. Think about it. Because that's more than one an hour. It's an amazing development. Police said seven people were shot inside a lounge on the south side early Sunday morning, with one person dying from his injuries. A 37-year-old man was in verbal altercation with a 24-year-old man inside the lounge when the 24-year-old man revealed a handgun and opened fire. The 37-year-old man was struck twice in the neck and three times in the back and taken to Christ Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. There were five other people struck by gunfire in the incident. And it goes on. I just give you a little flavor of it, because I can read you the whole thing. It's 73 shootings. A 40-year-old man was killed and four other people were injured in a shooting at the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood Monday morning. Wow. That's today. Police said two male security guards were working the front of a club in the 8300 block of South Halsted Street at approximately 12:48 a.m. So when they became engaged in a verbal altercation with an unknown man who was refused entrance to the club. In a recent shooting, a 38-year-old man was standing outside when an unknown male approached on foot and fired shots, striking him in the torso. According to police, the victim was transported to Loyola Medical University Center. Look, can you imagine having, as part of your work, just cleaning up all this mess, trying to apprehend the suspects, all of whom are armed. Honest to goodness, with Democrats trying to exploit the gun issue and saying, well, we need tighter regulation. They have very tight gun regulation in Chicago. It's just impossible to enforce it. And for God's sake, shouldn't conservatives and liberals and gun owners and gun critics, everybody agree that one of the top priorities is to get guns out of the hands of thugs and crazies and crooks and away from gangs? Get them off the street. Cori Bush is a big supporter. She, the Congress lady from Missouri, big supporter of defunding the police. And there's a quick flashback of her talking about how she spends money for her own security, but she's still for defunding the police for you and me. This is that flashback, clip 13A.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
Okay, Dana Bash challenged her at CNN. Well, those comments and the obvious contradiction, listen.
You know what? The same thing that the Republicans would do, which is figure out how to work with this on a comms basis, that's what we have to do. My job is to save lives, the lives in my community, because when we're talking about every single year increasing the budget for police and then the budget for, like, health and human services continuing to shrink, and St. Louis being number one for police violence year after year after year, number one, number two for homicides year and year after year. So when we're adding more money to the police, but we're still dying. So
Congresswoman, I hear what you're saying, but I also heard you say that you think it's a comms problem. Is it that? Because
no, I'm saying that we can also, that's another way that you can tackle this. You have to tackle it from more than one place. We have to work on what we want to say, what is our message, but then we also have to understand that we have to save lives too. St. Louis can't keep being put on the back burner at all that, and I'm here to stand up for my community.
Uh-huh. And somebody else, another member of Congress, wants to abolish her hometown police department. We'll get to that coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is holding a press conference alongside Wyoming Senator Cynthia Loomis to discuss an amendment to the bipartisan infrastructure deal. The Pennsylvania Republican says more people who exchange assets online, like cryptocurrency, should have to report what they are sending and receiving for tax purposes.
Centralized digital asset exchanges behaving as brokers should be required to report transactions just like other kinds of brokers already do.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Michael Medved Show. Look, there is a problem with rolling back progress. That's what we're dealing with right now. We're not dealing with the worst crime surge in all of American history. Not even close. And there have been a number of articles that have made that point, that if you compare the rate of homicide, even in Chicago, to what prevailed in the 1980s and the early 1990s, we're still better. We're still better off. But it's vastly worse than it was in just a few years ago. And in some cities, it's really reached a point of crisis. One of them, the city of St. Louis, where Cori Bush wants to abolish the police department. And she talks about St. Louis leading the country in homicides. And it has on... But that's general homicides, not killings by cops, and homicides as a percentage of the population. I mean, St. Louis has a world of problems, and they have a very fervent ongoing fight to replace Roy Blunt's Senate seat, Republican seat, in a Republican state. We will see how that goes. The continued talk against police officers, trying to blame police for violence in America, for the feeling of decreased safety. This has almost nothing to do with the pandemic. This has to do with what started long before the pandemic, with the demonstrations in the streets going back to St. Louis and Ferguson, Missouri, and other demonstrations against police officers and police departments. And there have been police reforms. The number of police shootings of unarmed suspects, black and white, has gone down. But that doesn't stop Ilhan Omar, one of those people who clearly is least appropriate for the Congress of the United States. She was on Democracy Now! Network, promoting a ballot initiative that would basically wipe out the Minneapolis Police Department as it's always existed. Here is what she had to say on the air. This is clip 15.
Can you talk about your views on this and what you think would lead to a more just solution, not only in Minneapolis, but it is certainly a model for the whole country?
Yeah, well, first of all, in regards to the ballot measure and to the tactics of those that want to keep the status quo in place, I say to them, you know, we've dealt with that before in Minnesota in regards to ballot measures, and I believe that this one will also be met with the same fate as the other one. So I'm confident that we will prevail.
Uh-huh. And will prevail with what and for what? And this is a ballot initiative that many people think would just decimate the Minneapolis PD. When she says preserving the status quo, no one wants to preserve the status quo without adjustment or without getting things to work better. But does anyone really believe that all of the activism in Minneapolis and the riots and the property destruction and the attacks on police stations, that that has made the citizens of Minneapolis more safe, has made neighborhoods more livable? It's an absurdity. And speaking of another absurdity from the Midwest, this is just, I don't know, it doesn't really deserve a Golden Turkey Award because it's too darn sad. I mean, right now, one of the big problems we have, and it's a very, very big problem, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today about how black college graduates are graduating with so much debt that their personal wealth, even 10 years out of college, even when they graduate, their personal wealth is way behind that of white college graduates. And there are so many inequalities, there are so many difficulties. So what are they spending time on at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, flagship university for the state of Wisconsin? University of Wisconsin-Madison will remove a 70-ton boulder from the heart of campus Friday morning, following calls over the past year from students of color who view the rock as a symbol of the university's racist past. Why is the rock a symbol of the racist past? Chamberlain Rock, located on top of Observatory Hill, is named in honor of Thomas Crowder Chamberlain, a geologist and former university president. But for some students of color on campus, the rock represents a painful history of discrimination. How did the rock discriminate? The boulder was referred to as a N-word head rock, a commonly used expression in the 1920s to describe any large, dark rock. It was referred to that way at least once in a 1925 Wisconsin State Journal story. University historians have not found any other time that the term was used in print, but said that the Ku Klux Klan was active on campus at that time. University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank approved the removal of Chamberlain Rock in January, but the Wisconsin Historical Society needed to sign off on the rock's removal because it was located within 15 feet of a Native American burial site. The university announced Thursday that the rock will be removed at 6:30 a.m., on Friday. This is 70 tons. The rock will be placed on university-owned land southeast of Madison near Lake Kagansa. Okay, this is beyond bizarre. Why does the rock have to be removed? Well, because there was a student campaign to remove it. The university estimated this winter that removal could cost between $30,000 and $75,000. To remove it to another part of campus. The Black Student Union led the call to remove the rock last summer. Nala McWhirter, the group's president and a UW senior, said in an interview this summer that the demands to remove the boulder had been around before she even arrived on the campus 3 years ago. I'm grateful that we have had the opportunity to do this and that the rock will be removed, she said. It was our demand and it was something that we will all put work in for. Okay, this is a rock that obviously was not regularly referred to with the N-word. It was referred to the N-word once. They could find only one example of this in writing. But they claim that back in the 1920s, when it was moved to the top of the campus to honor this former president, that it is precisely these references to the rock, which are still around, that caused the black students at University of Wisconsin to feel uncomfortable. We did all these presentations, Nalla McWhorter said. We went through all of these meetings during an academic year with a lot of other stuff going on. So the work really relied on us as students and as black students. And this has accomplished what exactly? I'm not sure that anybody truly knows. We will get to the discussion of where we stand right now with the big infrastructure bill coming up. Also, more on why America resembles the failing Soviet Union. Do we really? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When people look around and they see what's going on in this country, where our most bitter and prominent argument at the moment has to do with getting vaccines that can save your life, and with claims and counterclaims having to do with whether those vaccines are helpful or hopeful or appropriate or dangerous or deadly or part of some massive conspiracy, it's, honest to God, it's a nutty situation. But it's just one of many situations that show that there basically is shattering confidence all across the country based on our fundamental institutions. I mean, for goodness sake, do you remember, it was only a few years ago they used to do polls, and we've covered polls like this, where you ask which profession do you trust the most? Which profession do you think the highest number of people would say does an honorable and good and competent job? And Gallup does that kind of poll all the time. You know what? A profession over the last, I think, 5 or 6 times they've taken this question, what profession ranks absolutely number one? Nurses. Now, why? Because we all rely on them. And doctors are up there, too. Police officers are up there, too. Because we depend on those people, and yet today we have tens of millions of people who believe that nurses and doctors are part of some gigantic conspiracy to do what? To kill you? To harm you? They say take over your life. Okay, how does a doctor benefit, in particular, from getting you vaccinated so you're going to be less likely to get very sick and die from COVID-19? That's a separate question, and it's related to this other question right here, where Associated Press has a story. It's a very long story, detailed story, but it says census experts puzzled by high rate of unanswered questions. In other words, people, for the first time, in large percentages, are leaving questions open. In other words, they won't tell you. One of the questions they ask is, are you Hispanic or not? That's one of the basic questions on the census. And a very big percentage of Americans won't answer it. Okay, why not? This is part of the story. It says that residents did not respond to a multitude of questions about sex, race, Hispanic background, family relationships, and age, even when providing a count of the number of people living in the home, according to documents released by the Census Bureau. Reflecting an early stage in the number crunching, the documents, it's all going to be coming out on Thursday of this week, because that's when they have to start working seriously on the new reapportionment. And that's the whole purpose of the census. That's why we have a census. That's why it's in the Constitution. It says, reflections on early stages show that 10% to 20% of all questions were not answered in the 2020 census. depending on the questions in the state. The rates have averaged over the last 170 years 1 to 3%. So why all of a sudden, that's unanswered questions. People wouldn't answer 1 to 3% of the time. Now they're not answering, they're leaving questions unanswered 10 to 20% of the time. What the heck is going on? One of the things that they use to try to explain this is that apparently they're using a new computer program right now, and a lot of people fill out their census forms, the census information on a computer. And apparently in the past, it wouldn't allow you to go on to fill out the rest of your form if you left something blank. This time, it does allow you to leave something blank. It allows you to leave a question blank, and then you go right on. But part of what they don't explain in this entire thing, and everybody agonizing about this, and see, when people don't answer questions, what they do is they try a theme called imputation. In other words, they take other stuff that you may have said. They even take a look at your name, at your last name, to try to determine whether you're Hispanic or not. And they fill it in. They do their best guess. But honestly, I think the truth of the matter is that most people are not answering that particular question because they don't agree with the idea that it somehow is a deeply revealing, important, or relevant American question to ask you whether you're Hispanic or not. Now, what they say here is they say it's this computer idea, and also people, it's all Trump's fault, because Trump was talking about putting a question about citizenship on the census, which they've never had. And the reason they've never had a question about citizenship is because in the Constitution, it says that the reapportionment, the number of congressional seats you get, is not based on the number of citizens who live in your country. It's based on the number of residents. And the idea being that if someone put on their answer to question saying, yes, I am Hispanic, they would be more likely to be deported. Who knows? The entire thing that we can't get a census right and that we have to rely upon imputation to fill in the hole, Census Bureau statisticians searched other administrative records, such as tax forms, oh, that's lovely, Social Security card applications, or previous censuses to find people's race, age, sex, and Hispanic background. So, good luck if you didn't want people to know that. If available records didn't turn up the information needed, they turned to the statistical technique called imputation that the Census Bureau has used for 60 years. The technique has been challenged and upheld in courts after past censuses. In some cases, statisticians looked for information answered about one member of the family, such as race, and applied it to another member that had blank answers. Or they assigned a sex based on the respondent's first name. Oh, good luck with that. Does that sound like a lawsuit in the making? In other cases, when the entire household had the information, they filled it in using data of similar neighbors. When the entire household had no information, they filled it in using the data of similar neighbors. In other words, you're going to figure out what the family status is based on your neighbors? The Census Bureau in April released state population totals from the 2020 census. These are used in divvying up the number of congressional seats, of course, in each state during a once-a-decade process known as apportionment. And by the way, the apportionment this time, Texas gains 2 seats, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina, Montana, and Oregon each gain 1. Who loses seats? California lost a seat. Illinois lost a seat. Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia each lost a seat. It's hard to find a political pattern there when you have some of the most Republican states losing seats and some of the more Republican states gaining seats. But what it does seem to indicate is that the elections, particularly national elections with the Electoral College, will continue to be close. This email came in from Jeremiah from Glenville, New York. He says, "Why, as someone who is a proponent of American freedom, do you not see that some people are exercising their personal choice to not get vaccinated? Why did the power of personal choice vanish because of COVID?" No, the power of personal choice is still there. But it's also a choice if an employer, somebody who runs a factory or a restaurant or any kind of public facility, says, "No, I don't want people working for me who aren't vaccinated." They can get vaccinated if they have a good excuse, a religious excuse, or some kind of health certificate from a doctor, sure. But other than that, requiring a vaccine mandate for you to do something, you still have a personal choice to speed in a car, but it's dangerous to other people, so you can get a ticket for it. Now, the chances are you're not going to be arrested for speeding, but if you do it repeatedly and you don't actually deal with some of the legalities against you, yeah, that can get you in trouble. Personal choice doesn't mean personal license, and it doesn't mean the ability to hurt other people. And in terms of trying to cope with this pandemic, as we will discuss, there are increasing signs that we really are all in this together, as part of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.